This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Americans including Paul Whelan, Alsu Kurmasheva, and Evan Gershkovich were freed from Russian prisons on Thursday in a historic deal. Jessica Jarrett has the story.
U.S. President Joe Biden.
Today we're bringing home Paul, Evan, Alsu, Vladimir. Three American citizens and one American green card holder. All four have been imprisoned unjustly in Russia.
Among those headed home from Russian prisons, journalists Evan Gershkovich, Alsu Kurmasheva, and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Vladimir Karamurza. In total, months of negotiations secured the release of 16 people, including five wrongfully detained Germans and seven Russian citizens, in return for eight Russians held in the U.S., Germany, Poland, Norway, and Slovenia. Jessica Jarrett, VOA News.
The U.S. government on Thursday announcing it's recognizing the opposition candidate as the winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite the country's electoral authority giving the victory to President Nicolas Maduro. KP's Norman Hall has that story.
The U.S. government has recognized Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of the South American country's presidential election, discrediting the results announced by electoral authorities who declared President Nicolas Maduro the victor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's overwhelming evidence that Gonzalez won the most votes in the July 28th contest. A Brazilian government official says officials from his country, Colombia, and Mexico have asked Maduro's administration to show the vote tally sheets from Sunday's election and allow impartial verification. I'm Norman Hall.
Kamala Harris will be confirmed as the Democratic U.S. presidential nominee in an electronic vote that started on Thursday, replacing the fanfare of in-person balloting that usually kicks off the party's national convention. This is VOA News. Police fired tear gas to disperse crowds of protesters in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, on Thursday as thousands rallied across several cities over an escalating cost of living and governance issues. We get more on the story from Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
Reuters video showed people marching across Africa's most populous nation to show discontent with economic reforms that have led to rampant inflation and inflicted increasing hardship on ordinary Nigerians. In Lagos, armed police watched as protesters marched towards the government house before heading to two locations that were authorized for the protests. Some shopping malls in the city were shut and guarded by a heavy police presence.
We are tired of being hungry. We cannot even feed our children.
Consumer inflation in Nigeria rose to a new 28-year high of 34.19% in annual terms in June.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Separatist rebels in northern Mali said Thursday they killed dozens of fighters from the Russian mercenary group Wagner and government troops near the Algerian border at the end of July. Wagner spearheaded some of the Kremlin's longest and bloodiest military campaigns in Ukraine until a short-lived rebellion against the Russian government. It is now active in Africa. South Africa's Red Cross said on Thursday it is willing to provide humanitarian aid to the flood hit north. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma reports.
The Secretary General of South Korea's Red Cross, Park Jong-sul, says his organization is willing to provide necessary supplies and is also ready to discuss items, scales, and methods with North Korea's Red Cross, adding, we expect a swift response from the north. North Korean state media said on Wednesday the recent heavy rains had left over 4,000 houses, over 7,000 acres of agricultural fields, and numerous other public buildings, structures, roads and railways flooded in the northwest. The north has not yet reported details about casualties. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The war in Sudan and restrictions on aid deliveries have caused famine in at least one site in North Darfur and have likely led to famine conditions in other parts of the conflict region, a committee of flood security experts said in a report on Thursday. The finding, linked to an internationally recognized standard known as the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, is just the third time a famine classification has been made since the system was set up 20 years ago. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.